Hey, good morning. 8:11, it's Brockett's Hunter.
Hey, good morning, man.
Yeah, good to have you back, buddy.
All right.
Back at it, feeling better.
Yeah, I do. I feel great, man.
Live and kicking.
Like a new man.
Yeah.
It's like a body reset. If you had a reset on your body, I hit it.
You hit it.
I touched
it. You rebooted it.
Yeah, I reboot. Man.
Well, but it's good to have you back. We all missed you.
It is weird. Like, after you get sick, you know, everybody gets sick, but when you're done getting sick, you go outside for the first time, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you almost have a new appreciation for it.
Seriously, though.
You always think about, like, times whenever your nose is stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
You think about all the times your nose wasn't stuffy how you took it for granted.
Exactly.
Oh, God. It feels so good to breathe.
Yeah.
I'm not coughing. But it is good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man.
We missed you. And
back in the routine. I like it.
You obviously didn't practice your radio.
No, not at all. No. No. I basically sat in my chair and hit every corner of the internet.
And you're not a lick smarter for it.
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
Nope.
All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
A Florida man tried to make a really unpleasant deposit at a Bank of America branch by wildly pleasuring himself near the automatic teller machine.
Oh, geez, man. Come on.
Florida. Brandon Cavallaro sat down on a bench outside the branch in the middle of the afternoon one day last week. And pulled down his pants and began his transaction, if you will.
Transaction.
The 28-year-old noticed that an eyewitness was recording him in the act, which, why are you recording it?
You know?
What are you doing?
Right.
Maybe go up to the guy and say, knock it off, you weirdo.
Yeah,
don't you? That's the problem with technology, I will say. It's made us all bystanders.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do anything.
We just videotape it.
We just sit there and videotape it. How about instead of recording it, call the cops?
Yeah. I'm going to videotape it and show the cops later. Maybe they'll catch him.
Yeah, maybe they'll catch him.
No, go knock the guy out, would you?
But even though the guy was recording him, it didn't stop him.
No.
He just completed his business before attempting to move on.
Probably made him more excited.
Cops were able to pin him down before he got too far. That's because he was exhausted.
My legs are cramping.
He was on the corner smoking a cigarette.
Right, he had toe cramps.
They arrested him on charges of indecent exposure.
Yeah.
That brings a whole new meaning to spank bank, am I right?
Oh!
Hey-ho! I need a rim shot queued up.